The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA. That's right. Keep your mind on the money. This is Jack Smith, ASA, O'Reilly ASA Fastlane, along with Terry Wall. And the guy that we have on the phone now, Mr. Showtime Jeff Choquette, he always keeps his eye on the money. Don't you, Jeff?
Yeah, I try to.
And you know, Jack, you just made his official nickname. He says that he'll take that nickname, and now officially right here on the O'Reilly ASA Fastlane, Jeff Choquette is now known as Showtime.
Jeff, what's this I hear that you snuck away from Nashville to go to a dirt track?
You know, we've been kind of itching, you know, to have a little bit of fun, and you know, we got the ASA South Championship and Rookie of the Year, so we went out and we know a couple people in the dirt world, and we got us the dirt car. And we went out to practice at Hendry County Speedway, actually New Hendry County Speedway in Clewiston, last weekend. And they got a 50-lap, 5,000 to win. So hopefully we can go down there and keep our eye on the money down there and make some down there.
That's where you're going this weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. We went to go practice. Yeah, it's not that I skipped Nashville. It's just that we didn't plan on going to Nashville, and it kind of come up at the last minute, you know, hey, should we go or not? And we weren't ready to go, you know. Nashville's a pretty big deal, and, you know, you got to cross your T's and dot your I's. Sorry about that.
That one, yeah.
You got to make sure you're ready to go to that event. And, you know, we weren't ready to go. We didn't have enough people to go, and so we just decided to come home, and we went and practiced our dirt car.
Yeah, there's probably some other people who wish maybe they had done something different, too, because from what I understand, we had Bill Green up there covering the weekend event, and there was a lot of people not quite prepared for Nashville, I understand.
Yeah, you know, that's just from what I read about it. It's a step under Snowball Derby. And you know, the Snowball Derby, that's the same way. You got to be ready to go. You got to be on top of your game. And, you know, it's not something that you prepare for a week in advance, 2 weeks in advance. It's something that you prepare for, like, months in advance. And we just weren't ready to go. And, you know, I wasn't going to go up there unprepared and try to make that race.
And, you know, Terry, what he's talking about here is absolutely on the money. I mean, Jeff Choquette a few weeks ago took a Dick Anderson super late model, went up to Columbia Motorsports Park, which is a bad fast half mile up in Lake City, Florida, and put on one hell of a show and won the race and gave a lot of people a lot of thrills. And you can't just jump from that to Nashville.
Oh, no. I mean, even when we go to, you know, a race with Dick Anderson, you know, we always, you know, even with he even does it on even a local show, you know, kind of. Something that's in his backyard, you know, he prepares and goes and tests and everything. And there's just now, I mean, you can't show up to the racetrack Friday and expect to practice and race on Saturday, especially when, you know, they're sending some cars home. You just, competition's so tight, you just can't afford to do that.
Go ahead, Terry.
Yeah, I know Trent Snyder said they were totally unprepared. They still qualified fourth and finished fifth. But he said that they were out in left field, and that's the Northern champion that's saying that he was out in left field. So Eddie Hoffman won there last year, and he won there this year, so he's pretty much got that place wired.
So, it's just like, you know, when you go to Snowball Derby, some people are very good, you know, very good at that place. It's just he's got the place figured out, and, you know, congratulations to him on winning that race.
Will you be making the Snowball this year?
Yeah, we have our car ready to go now. I'm not 100% sure, but I don't know if Dickie Anderson's gonna try to run the Snowball Derby or not. He's talked about it a little bit, and, you know, we'll just see what happens there. And I've already been to a Blizzard race, and Dickie's already been up there at practice, and that's a track that Dickie has a lot of experience at. And you know, if we decide to go with him, you know, we'll make the best of it. But I've already been up there like I said, running a blizzard race, and we're already ready to go with our own car. We're just kind of waiting on the decision from him.
So you may be in the number 70, or you might be in the number 92.
Yeah, you never know. Never know.
How, what's it like working with Dick Anderson?
Oh, it's fun. He teaches you a lot, and he's got so much knowledge in every aspect of racing. You know, he's got a ton of knowledge in the driving part, which everybody knows. And then again, he's got a ton of knowledge setting the cars up. And then again, he's got a ton of knowledge working on them. You know, he can do anything from hang a body to set it up, and he can drive it. You know, and I've never really worked with a crew chief that was a driver. I mean, I've worked with a couple of drivers that, you know, came in crew chief for me, but nobody of, you know, his caliber. And, it's been a lot of fun. And, you know, anytime you climb in his stuff, like he's always done, you know, he's always showed up and kicked butt. You know, hopefully we can continue to do the same.
In the short track world, there ain't a whole lot of people like Dick Anderson.
Oh, no. Not at all. And you know, I get, when we do autograph sessions, I get all, you know, some of his old fans that come up. And, you know, it's kind of hard to you know, stand up to him, you know, to mount what, you know, whatever he's done. And it makes it tough, but, you know, he knows. You know, he can't expect me to go out, because I don't have as much experience as he does. But, you know, we go out, and he's happy with, you know, with wherever we finish. And, you know, as long as we don't come home tore up, and it's a good day.
Has he ever got mad at you?
Not yet.
Oh, cool.
Not yet.
You got any wood that you can knock on there, Jeff?
Yeah, I got some right here, actually. not yet. You know, like I said, you know, nothing's really went wrong, and hopefully I don't give him a reason to get mad at me.
I'll ask you the same question I asked Brandon Johnson a little bit earlier in the show. What was some of the things that maybe you were a little surprised about, or that you really learned during this whole year of the ASA Late Model Southern Division?
Some things that surprised me is just not how similar every track is, but I mean, most of the tracks that we went to this year, we ran basically the same setup. You know, places like from New Smyrna to Watermelon Capital to, you know, we almost did the same thing at Hickory. You know, the places were somewhat similar, and I was thinking, you know, when we get on these other tracks, oh no, you know, we're going to be in trouble. You know, what are we going to do? And they were, you know, fairly close, it kind of surprised, it took me by surprise there a little bit, you know, how close we were at a lot of places we went to. But, you know, we had a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun going to different places. Hopefully when I go back, I think we're going to do it again next year. And hopefully when I go back next year, we'll have a little bit better idea.
You going to do the South next year, you think?
Yeah, I think so. I was looking at running the challenge a little bit, but where I'm located is, I mean, I'm talking like a day and a half, you know, over 24 hours for me to drive to most of the tracks. You know, it takes, just for me to get out of the state of Florida, it takes me almost 6 or 7 hours.
Yeah, the trip to Missouri was probably an eye-opener, huh?
Yeah, that took me just about, just on total driving time, it took me about 21 hours to get all the way home, and that's with three drivers, you know, and we slept a little bit.
Tell us about your dad, man.
He's been there through the thick and the thin, you know. He does it all.
John Choquette. John Choquette is his name. I was just pointing out his name is John Choquette.
Okay, and, you know, stuff gets tough at times, and I imagine some people that's been around to see it at the racetrack every once in a while, but you're going to have that with father and son that aren't scared to, you know, tell one another how they feel, as, you know, sometimes car owners do with each other. But, it's been a lot of fun, you know, racing with my dad. I when we go dirt racing, you know, my dad's my crew chief. You know, my dad's the one that tells me, you know, hey, you're messing up here. You're not driving the car right. You know, just like when we were practicing last Saturday, you know, he was out on the track with me, and he was flagging me down because I haven't done it in so long. So he's flagging me down, telling me, hey, you ain't getting in the corner right, you know. And as my dad being the crew chief, he can tell me that, you know, versus somebody else that is a hired crew chief. you know, they come on the radio and say, well, I think you're doing this wrong. You know, they're really kind of hesitant to tell you, some people are. So, you know, it's a lot of fun to get to work with my dad. I just wish he, you know, knew more about the asphalt stuff, which he didn't get a chance to because we've moved along so quick. You know, we've kind of had to go get us a crew chief and do it that way. But it's been a lot of fun. I couldn't do it without him.
Yeah, it was Terry, when we were up there at the, if I'm not mistaken, you won at South Georgia Motorsports Park, right, Jeff?
Yeah.
Yeah, that night, I was watching your dad, and while you were out there riding around, taking lap after lap after lap, leading the race, and I don't think I've ever seen anybody pace so much.
He gets extremely nervous. I tell him, you know, hey, you can't even be on the radio anymore, because he makes me nervous. You know, he makes everybody nervous. You know, he gets on the radio every once in a while, and it says, you know, and I just tell him, you got to calm down. You know, like the Snowball Derby, you know, he's like, Jeffrey, you got to go, you got to go, you got to go. I'm like, Dad, I can't go. If I go now, I'm going to be done later on with my tires. And he gets so worked up on the radio, and he gets so worked up, and I can understand why, you know, but.
Yeah, that night he didn't have a radio on. He was, you had somebody spotting for you else, I suppose, but he, the funny part of it was, if you'll remember, that was like there kept being all those cautions towards the end of the race.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, I think that was the one with the gas deal, yeah, where we had to come in for gas. Yeah, that was the night. He was, man, I wish I'd have had a camera on him that night. It was funny to watch.
He gets, you know, which I was enjoying the caution because my car was better on a shorter run. You know, I Travis was a little bit, I took a little bit of time for his tires to come in, and I was a little bit better on the shorter run. So every time the caution would come out, I was like, yeah, you know, that would work. But I didn't anticipate on being, you know, 125 laps under caution. But he tends to get nervous, and he's always been that way. In the dirt car, there's no radios, you know, under caution. He's always flagging me and telling me to calm down. He's been like that since we started running go-karts.
Now, Terry, you were never like that with your son, Josh, right?
No. you remember the night at DeSoto, the night we won that heat race?
Yep.
That was a nerve-wracking night, that was.
Yeah, that was funny. But, yeah, fathers and sons is a trip. But so what are you going to do in the off-season besides run a few races here and there, Jeff?
Play a little golf. I do like to play golf when I can hit the ball right. I don't know. You know, we're just going to, you know, we'll take the cars apart, and we got to get the asphalt cars ready to go, or actually the orange car that we have ready to go to Kentucky for the awards banquet, because our car is going to be on display there. So planning everything for vacation, planning everything to go to the awards banquet, and, you know, just taking a little time off.
You're going to have to take some time off. You're going to have to take some time off just to polish up all these trophies. Terry, we haven't mentioned it yet, but Jeff won another championship. He won... didn't you win another championship?
No, the only championship I won this year, I won the ASA championship.
Oh, that's right, but you got the rookie title as well.
Yeah, and the rookie of the year. That's the only series that I ran, you know, for points.
Now, what do you think about this upcoming Governor's Cup race?
I'm actually excited. You know, we've been there with Dickie a lot. We're going to be in the 92 again, and we've always ran extremely well. You know, we went there last time, and I thought it was going to be, you know, a pretty tough race, but, you know, Wayne showed up, and I know he's going to be a lot better when he shows up again for the Governor's Cup, but, you know, we were able to run pretty good with him. You know, we had a little bit better car than he had, and I'm actually pretty excited. You know, just hopefully we can come in and get in and out of the pits really good and get out front and hopefully win the race.
So you will be driving the 92 in the Governor's Cup then?
Yes.
Yeah. Terry, you need to...
I know my old boss, BJ McLeod, probably be running that again this year, won't he, Jack?
Yeah. I'm almost positive he'll be there. He's been all the other races there, and he was there last time. He's always good, too. He's been really strong in New Smyrna since they repaved it, and even before they repaved it, you know, he was...
Yeah, he had one of his better years in a while this year. He did very good this year.
Yeah, he really has.
And of course, your buddy Jeff Schofield, I don't know if he's going to be in that race or not. What do you know about that?
I don't know anything. I imagine, you know, I know he hasn't ran any of the Sunbelt races besides Lakeland.
Yeah.
I imagine for the Governor's Cup. Yeah, didn't he win it last year?
If I'm not mistaken, he won everything last year.
Yeah, about everything.
Yeah, but
I imagine he'll come to defend his title, and hopefully we can have a good race.
Yeah, you guys, I'll tell you what, people want to, if you haven't seen Jeff Choquette at the track, this is a great opportunity, this Florida Governor's Cup, racing against some pretty good drivers. I'm sure Tim Russell will be there. I mean, there's just a ton of talent in that race, Jeff.
Oh, there really is. And, you know, to go there, like I said, to go there in a 92, I mean, everybody knows a 92 is always fast, so hopefully we can go there and continue to be fast, you know, and come out with the same outcome that we did at Columbia.
Well, congratulations again on your ASA Late Model Southern Division Championship, man, and you made it fun for a lot of us.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's been fun seeing you all at the races.
Hopefully I'll get to see you this year. Maybe I'll get the dates of the Governor's Cup, and maybe I can drive down from Kentucky and meet you all.
That's next Saturday, a week from...
next Saturday.
Yeah, the 17th, I guess it is, or whatever that date is. What is that date?
Yeah, it's November 17th.
It's the 17th, so it's a week from this coming Saturday. And, Terry, you need to get your shoe... Get on it, man. But
yeah, I agree.
We're going to let you go, Jeff. Thanks a lot, man. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you. See you.
All right, see you, Jeff.
See you.
Jeff Choquette.
Yeah, Showtime Choquette. He's a treat, man. I'm telling you, he's a treat.
That's his new nickname.
He is a treat.
I made it his new nickname when I was waiting on you to come back on.
And you know, it's a damn shame. I would love to go down there and see him running that dirt race because, you know, when he's on dirt, that's a whole different thing. That's where he learned how to do all this stuff. And but I have another commitment that I have to go to a super late model race. But I'll tell you, that'll be fun.
What I'm telling you, Jack. I'll move to Florida and do some of your stuff.
There you go. Okay, well, tell you what. We're going to come back with the Guitar Man.
Yeah, Guitar Man.
All right, we'll be right back. Presentation of Real Racing USA.
Been listening to the O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane. We'll see you next time. Same time, same channel.